Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're switching things up a little bit today. We usually have a couple of business news segments and then long-form business interviews, and today we're having a conversation with two of the three candidates who are seeking positions on the Des Moines School Board. With us in studio is Rob Barron, an incumbent, and challenger Louisa Dykstra. The third candidate had other commitments and couldn't make it today. So we've got question number one. We'll start with the answer with you, Louisa. A discussion about what you see as the major, major challenge facing the Des Moines Public Schools and one or two potential solutions.
Sure. I think the major challenge is pretty easy to nail. It's poverty, growing poverty. If we look back the year 2000, we had 45% of our kids qualify for free or reduced lunch. Now that's 75%. So, and sometimes it's hard to understand why that makes such a difference in the schools. But we find kids come in just having had fewer experiences. You know, they maybe didn't have preschool access. Maybe they didn't have a lot of time where an adult at home was reading to them. Just access to fewer vocabulary words, plus maybe not having full nutrition, maybe not continuing to have solid nutrition at home or, you know, readily available food in the evenings. Then there's trauma that comes with some of that financial stress. And so it's a different student that shows up in the classroom. They don't show up every morning ready to learn. Sometimes they need clean clothes, sometimes they need food, that kind of thing. But the key is we still need to serve those kids, and we have to do it really well because our economy absolutely depends on being able to break that cycle and to start reversing that trend. And the way we do that is to prepare kids for being independent, thriving adults able to support themselves and potentially a family. And education is absolutely the key to that.
So what you're saying is poverty is the main issue. Getting out of that poverty area is education. Will spur and change the poverty levels.
That is absolutely the easiest way to reverse that trend. Now, I shouldn't say easy. I would say it's the most
kind of long-term,
direct,
isn't it?
Clearest way. Right. And it's not an immediate solution. But if we don't start reversing that cycle, we're just going to see that trend continue to grow and those poverty numbers continue to grow.
And just to follow up to that, then, how will the Des Moines School Board facilitate that transition?
Right. So there are a lot of things that the schools are doing, first of all, to make sure that kids' basic needs are met. I don't remember how many buildings we have food banks in, but I know it's at least five. I'm starting to have laundromats in some buildings. There's medical clinic. There's even a dental clinic available in Des Moines schools. So just knowing that kids can't learn if they're hungry or in pain, any of those kind of things. So, and then working a lot with community partners. There are a lot of nonprofits that partner really well with Des Moines schools to provide those gaps so that kids can come to school ready to learn. And also it's just working with other large school districts across the country to say we need to get really good at educating kids regardless of their background.
All right, Rob, turn to you. The same question. A major issue that you see affecting the Des Moines Public Schools and one or two solution points that you think we need to work on.
Well, I could second a lot of what Louisa said about poverty. It's certainly prevalent in our community, but I'll try and give you some more interesting radio than just repeating what.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
my friend here said, I think it's broadly put, it's a matter of access, and it's access to a number of different offerings at all age groups across the district. So you can look at preschool. Every 4-year-old in the Des Moines Public School District does not have access to full-day preschool right now, even though we know two things. One, when they're five, they're guaranteed access as a kindergartner to any classroom, and the money follows that child. And two, that the likelihood that a student is going to be ready to start kindergarten after having a full year of preschool in our school district is twice as high. Twice as high. Doesn't matter what population you look at, a kid is going to be more ready to succeed in kindergarten if they'd had access to preschool. And that does come down to money. The state has chosen not to prioritize education for four-year-olds and basically set a qualifier saying five-year-olds should be guaranteed a full education, but not a four-year-old. But then you move up the scale and get away from stuff that the state necessarily controls. So we routinely, Des Moines has educates and graduates a ton of AP scholars year in and year out. And these are kids who have taken advanced placement courses and taken the test and gotten high marks. And they're doing two things by doing that. They're getting free credit, basically, for college. So they're bringing down the cost of a college education. And they're getting exposure to college-level coursework in the high school. So they're getting more and more prepared. Several years ago, everyone, probably your listeners are probably familiar with Central Academy, and you know, back when I was in high school, you know, you could go to Central Academy for a lot of the AP coursework, and then there's AP coursework filtered around the district, but just as recently as a few years ago, you wouldn't have found more than a couple of courses, AP courses, in at East High School or North High School, even though there are very high achieving kids in those schools. The district has moved to bring more AP offerings into the home school, and so you can see this every year. State of Iowa, out of University of Iowa, the Bellin Blank, I think it is, Institute, has something called the Iowa AP Index, and they measure the number of AP offerings or courses taken per student at all of Iowa's high schools. And, you know, year over year, Roosevelt, Hoover, Lincoln would be up there, right almost at the top. But in the last several years, every single one, all five of our comprehensive high schools, is now in the top 20 in the Iowa AP Index. So we are exposing kids to upper level coursework. But that's the challenge, is being aware and present to gaps like that, because these are kids who are going to go to college. They're going to be productive members of our society, and we all should hope that they all choose to come back and live in Des Moines and come and work in our communities and raise their families here.
Question number two, let's get into this one, a discussion about community outreach and public relations for the Des Moines Public Schools. How do we accomplish that in a better manner? Rob, we're going to turn to you first on this. It seems that, you know, I'm not sure the public knows all the time the importance or understands the importance of public schools. One of those things would be the consistent low turnout in the school board elections, the interest level.
Yeah.
So speak to that. How do we increase the public's awareness of what public schools mean to our citizenry?
That's a really good question. A big part of it is you just got to go out and talk to people. I made a point in this campaign of going beyond talking to the folks that vote in every school board election and talking to different folks. Sometimes just walking down the street and knocking on every single door and talking to anybody that I could. And folks are receptive to those conversations, whether they have kids in the district or not. Some are, I don't have kids in the district, and, they might not have that much interest, but they'll hear you out, and they get real interest when you talk about their tax rate and graduations and things like that. But honestly, the biggest problem that I see in terms of communicating is the information that we relay or what our progress is measured on. A lot of it boils down to assessments and demographics. And so you looking to buy a house across the country, one of the little metrics that you're going to see on whatever website is this great schools number.
True.
And it's a 0 to 10 or 1 to 10 scale. And all that is standardized tests, which I think universally we don't put a lot of weight into, and basically demographics, poor and students of color. What we're not talking about is our students in that building coming in August, September, starting the year, and are they growing more than one grade level through that year? Are they making more progress than the average kid is in that building? No matter where they start, they might start five. This random kid could start five grades below grade level, and they make three grades progress in 1 year. Was that a success? I would say that
that's
was
a
success.
And that's
a
story.
But if they missed the mark on the assessment, then that kid contributes to that school getting a lower ranking on these rankings. So we have to societally have a better way of talking about our schools and giving better information. And that hits people like me because, you know, here I am. I'm, you know, reasonably young, young enough that, you know, we're still starting our family and we're going to live in Des Moines and we know that. But a lot of folks in our demographic are trying to choose where they're going to live. And one of the things they look at is schools.
Louisa, same question. We talk about public relations and the Des Moines Public Schools, and some of us are so far out of the loop we don't know what the schools are doing or what they need and how that needs to work. How, as a school board member, how can you help transition that to more public information?
That's a great question because I think that's part of the job of a school board member. So we have a communications department in the school that does really fantastic work with the newsletter and the blog and social media. And really anybody can go to the Des Moines Schools Facebook page and see some really cool stuff that's going on in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people that don't have kids, people don't necessarily follow the Des Moines Schools Facebook page. Our business leaders probably don't follow the Des Moines Schools Facebook page. So that's where we need to branch out from that. One is to do more local media, exactly like this, where we're having conversations about our schools outside of the bubble of students and parents. But the other thing is I really want to see more of board members going and meeting the public where they are, things like neighborhood association meetings, chamber events. I want to see more connection between principals and their local chambers and maybe their neighborhoods. So there is just a lot of room for building more human relationships. And if more of the business leaders in town know more of the people that are running our schools, that's just going to make conversations happen that much more easily and that faster. And that's one of the big things. I think, you know, the board, half of their job is to set school policy, mm-hmm. be kind of that voice of the community to the schools. But the other half is to be advocates for the schools and to be the voice the other way, the voice of the schools to the community to talk about what's going on that's fantastic and also what the schools need. So, for instance, the Des Moines schools are just starting year two of a 5-year implementation of what's called Schools for Rigor, which is a pretty big deal. It's we're the first district nationwide to implement this new method of instruction district-wide, and it has to do simply with moving away from, you know, teachers presenting and students listening, and moving more toward teachers creating a problem or a project, handing it to the students, and then the students are actively working individually in groups, researching, problem solving. The students are doing much more of the action. And all of our schools are moving to that model of instruction. It's a really big deal.
Hmm.
Business leaders that I talk to about it get really excited, but most of them have no idea that it's going on. So we just need to be better at telling these fantastic stories.
That's the voice of Louisa Dykstra, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at what happened today, because this is the Business News Hour. We'll take a look at what happened today on the markets, and then we'll continue our conversation with Rob Barron and Louisa Dykstra, candidates for the at-large seats for the Des Moines School Board. That's more on the Business News Hour.
You may get disgusted, start thinking that I'm strange.